With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump addressing a huge rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, the same venue where he was shot and wounded in July. He asked those gathered to remember the firefighter who lost his life that day, Corey Campretore.
Every father and husband in America hopes that if the time came, we would have what Corey had, tremendous courage, tremendous guts, and he wanted to protect his family, and he did protect his family. At this time, it is 6:11, 12 weeks to the minute that the shooting began. I would like to ask everyone to join me in a moment of silence.
Earlier, running mate J.D. Vance recalled a terrible moment during the former president's first visits.
I know you'll join me in saying we're going to remember July 13th, 2024 forever. Many of you were here, and it is a testament to your courage and your patriotism that you're here again today.
Also at SRNnews.com, Tropical Storm Milton has formed in the Gulf of Mexico. The word from the National Hurricane Center is not encouraging at all. Forecasters say Milton will likely strengthen into a hurricane and bring the risk of life-threatening impacts to portions of Florida's west coast next week. Meanwhile, the death toll from Hurricane Helene is now top 200, and officials say will likely go much higher. Authorities in Congo have started vaccinations against mpox nearly 2 months after the disease outbreak spread to several other African countries. The union representing 45,000 U.S. dock workers has reached a deal to suspend a 3-day strike until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. The International Longshoremen's Association is to resume working immediately. The temporary end to the strike came after the union and the U.S. Maritime Alliance reached a tentative agreement on wages. More online at srnnews.com with headlines, analysis, and full stories, srnnews.com. Planned Parenthood has some unusual thoughts about sex ed. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The nation's largest abortion business also produces a sexual education curriculum for schools, and as you might expect, it presents abortion in a very positive light. But American Life League has been perusing Planned Parenthood's latest guidebook for teachers and reports that it also refers to prostitution as a form of, quote, interpersonal relationship. Additionally, the Planned Parenthood curriculum states that abstinence is unrealistic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The lower house of Russia's parliament has given overwhelming approval to the first reading of a proposed law to prohibit the adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. The measure needs to pass two more readings in the Duma before being sent to the upper house and then to President Vladimir Putin. It follows a series of other laws and rulings designed to curb the LGBT agenda in Russia. This is SRN News. Texas rarely grants clemency for death row inmates, but that's not stopping a group of bipartisan lawmakers.
Six state representatives showing their support for a man scheduled to be executed this month, and they are urging the Texas Board of Pardon Paroles and Governor Greg Abbott to spare the life of Robert Roberson. If Abbott should grant clemency, it will be the first time in 6 years and the fourth time ever in the state of Texas since the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty in 1976. Abbott has commuted a death sentence only once. Jason Walker reporting.
A week after Hurricane Helene overwhelmed the southeast, homeowners hit the hardest are grappling with how they could possibly pay for the flood damage from one of the deadliest storms in recent history that hit the mainland. The storm dumped trillions of gallons of water across several states, and FEMA is the primary provider for coverage for residential homes. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.